48 Questions. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Like many of you, I was beginning to wonder why this whole Russia investigation isn't over yet. And now we know. It appears the holdup boils down to those 48 questions published today in the New York Times, which we are told were given to the president's legal team last March. So we can surmise that he has seen them and that somebody wanted all of us to see them. They lay out a map that, depending on the answers, could lead to complete innocence or obstruction of justice. Now, we could focus on how and why these 48 questions were leaked, but it strikes me this is actually a gift, because now the president can finally put this all to rest without firing anybody. Since he has said again and again, no collusion, no obstruction, nothing to hide, he could just summon the White House press corps tomorrow, project the questions on a giant screen, and answer every one. It would send out a cleansing force field of truth. The gold glove on his giant left hand would finally have all six stones. The Russia investigation would turn to sand. And with a wave of that glove, North Korea and Iran would be denuclearized and an 80-foot border wall would spring from the earth, guarded by Thor or Star-Lord or just somebody who can see in the dark. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.